Welcome back. Yahoo Finance recently sat down with Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams to get her take on combating the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, we are transitioning from pandemic to endemic, and the most important, and I would say egalitarian thing, is to follow the science. We need to make certain that we are doing what the science says we should do. Georgia is one of the lower vaccination rate states in the nation, which means we cannot operate as though we have already achieved the metrics that some other states have achieved. We have some of the highest infection rates, and that means we have to be very intentional about when we relax our mandates, and that we have to have plans. And right now, the challenge is not simply the lack of a plan, it's the announced intention of the governor not to create legislative plans. And so my concern is that inaction is almost as dangerous. We need to make certain that people, that leaders at the state level, at the school level, at the leadership levels of our municipal governments, that they have good access to information, but that they also have good leadership that says, here's the rubric you use to determine your plans, and here's what we recommend. And unfortunately, that has not always been a consistent behavior in this current administration.
Now, we know Abrams as a politician, but she's also a pretty savvy entrepreneur, and she's got a new book out. It's called Level Up, Rise Above the Hidden Forces Holding Your Business Back, and it's getting praise for its advice to up-and-coming business leaders. I want to bring in Yahoo Finance contributor Mandy Woodruff Santos now for more on this. Hey, Mandy, I know that you had Stacey on your podcast, Brown Ambition, recently, and I'm curious what your big takeaway was from that interview and from her book.
Yeah, honestly, put some respect on Stacey Abrams' name. Outside of politics, this woman is a badass, pardon my French, entrepreneur. And I learned so much about her background as an entrepreneur. She actually launched a successful business offering loans to small business owners called Now. Prior to that, her and her business partner, Laura, had a baby water company that they launched called Nourish. So she has a really interesting background in business and entrepreneurship. And I loved getting to talk to her on Brown Ambition. And we left politics at the door. It was all about, you know, what practical tips has Stacey learned as a business owner, and got some really good gems from her. So loved having her on the podcast.
And as you say, Mandy, the book was full of a lot of easy to apply tips about how to get your business off the ground, including even before it started. And one of them is, don't be paranoid to share your business ideas with others.
Yeah, in the book and in our conversation, you know, I think one of the most challenging things, and Stacey acknowledges as well, when you're a business owner, you kind of treat your idea as a precious baby that you have to protect. But what their message really is in the book and in our conversation was, if you don't tell people about your ideas, how can they help you? And how, honestly, people don't always have time and bandwidth to take someone's idea and then go create a business out of it. So even though you may be a little bit weary of actually opening up to other people about your idea and asking for help, that is how you get help. And of course, with Stacey's legal background, her advice is how to do it thoughtfully and protect yourself. So don't just ask for advice from anyone and tell them about your business idea. Have a record of that conversation. And in her case, she called herself a stickler for non-disclosure agreements. Even the husband of her business partner, Laura, had to sign one. So actually go out there and talk about it. But then on the back end, Stacey's point is really like, protect yourself, you know, get some documentation so you could prove, if they do take your idea, how they would have gotten it in the first place.
Yeah, NDAs are huge and a great tool. And of course, if something can be patented and you're lucky enough to go ahead and get that patent, that's another great way to secure that idea. Another takeaway for you, be honest with your investors, which you'd like to think is a given. And you say, let go of guilt. Talk to us more about that.
Honestly, when you are raising capital for a business, and if it's a business that's not hot and sexy and that venture capital firms are just falling over themselves to invest in, the same way that their baby water company wasn't a hot, sexy investment at the time, they struggled to get, you know, traditional financing from financial firms. So they had to go to friends and family. And so for a lot of entrepreneurs, if you are thinking of fundraising from friends and family, you can feel like, oh, crap, this is my cousin's money. This is my high school, you know, band mates, $10,000 that they're giving me for my business. But the point that they were making is, you know, it's okay to raise money, but you have to be really communicate. You have to over communicate to your investors and make sure that they know that there are risks involved. They may not see their money again, or they may not get the huge returns that they that you may see in like a tech startup or something like that. So over communicating with your investors, understanding that, you know, when you take someone's money, that they may not judge you harshly for making a mistake that potentially ends to the, you know, lower returns than expected. But what they will judge you for and, you know, make the next Thanksgiving dinner really awkward is if you do not tell them the truth about what's going on and what your plan is to make things right.
Amanda, you know, the Labor Department says about 20% of small businesses fail within the first year. In 5 years, that rate goes up to 50%. So what did she have to say about how important it is choosing the right business partner to go into business with?
Yeah, the best thing about, and I love the relationship between Stacey and her business partner, Laura. It reminded me a lot of my business relationship with my podcast partner, Tiffany. And the fact that when we chose our, when we chose partners in our business and Stacey as well, you want to find someone that, yes, you get along with, but you're not so close to, you know, that there's someone that you would flake on or someone who, you know, you'd show up 5 minutes late for. Like you really have a foundation of mutual respect and trust. And also Stacey and Laura, they also recommend actually having contracts in place that lay out, here's what you're going to be expected to do. Here's what I'm going to be expected to do. And I would give that same advice. That's something that my partner and I through Brown Ambition also from the beginning said, you know, here's how we're going to divvy up responsibilities. Here's the expectation. Because when you have those contracts in place, if there's ever a miscommunication or confusion about, you know, who said they would do what, you can always go back to the paperwork. And we know Stacey is all about having that legal documentation in place. So I love that message. Have that mutual respect, but then also have contracts in place so that no one ever has to, there's clarity always and no ambiguity around what each individual partner's, you know, responsibilities are.
Great actionable advice. Set those expectations. Put it all in writing. Mandy Woodruff-Santos, Yahoo Finance contributor. Great to see you. Thanks so much.